I think the strengths of the score also lie in not only the development of the theme, but the way they make sense for the different characters, these different themes, and how they carry through to the end. The music that is underneath the crime at the beginning of the opera also is underneath the execution towards the end of the opera. So it's music that gives us a bookend on the score, but also gives us information, because Joseph was present at that murder at the beginning, and he's present at his own execution, of course, when that music returns. It was a very interesting journey writing that score, because obviously I'd never written an opera before. I'd written a lot of songs and song cycles, but it fit me like a glove. It was not hard to make that jump from writing songs to writing a full-scale opera. And also, I'd been given such a great story and great characters and a great libretto and a great collaborator that it all moved forward very swiftly. We also had a great director right from the start, Joe Mantello, who has become a very famous Broadway director. He's the director of Wicked, which is now all over the world. But it was the first and only opera he's ever done. We had a great set designer and lighting and costumes. It was a really, really remarkable time of people all working together and setting egos aside to focus on the goal of telling this drama to the best of our abilities.